Head coach Glenn O'Neill up to the headset. Coach, congratulations. Your team came out on that first opening drive, five plays on the ground, and really set the tone for the rest of the night. How'd you feel the team came out and played?
Well, I thought we played super. That whole first half, we talked about being physical the first drive and trying to set up some other things if we could be physical. And by being able to run the ball right there, opened up a couple pass plays later.
And you did get a nice pass play to Drew Kite in the end zone. Also, the 80-yard pass play down the seam to Dalton Beeler. Same play you scored on, I think, against Goodland. That was nice to see that. And then how about Brett Meyer getting a pass play to Drew Kite?
Brett had a good week of practice, with the scout team throwing the ball. So, we weren't looking for a touchdown. We were actually looking for a first down. And, they covered a short route, and he went to the secondary route. And, Drew made the catch and run. And definitely, Brett made a great throw.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. And really in that first quarter, he showed a lot of versatility with a lot of different ball carriers carrying the ball and carrying some good yards. That was nice to see. Tyler Hess getting a touchdown run. He hasn't been in the end zone for quite a while.
Well, Ty is your workmanlike kid out there. I mean, he's a kid that is very unselfish. He's going to, block for forever. And, he's had a lot of catches this year, and he's not got to carry the ball as much as what he would maybe on the team that – hasn't, scored as many points as we have. And, so for him to be, so unselfish kind of sets the tone for, a lot of people out there. I mean, we got a lot of kids unselfish, and, it's team first and me second. And, that's what we preach, and they buy into it. And, because of their belief in what we do, we've been successful.
Sacred Heart had a couple of drives tonight, that's some long drives, but I thought the defense, the first team especially, did an excellent job of keeping Sacred Heart in front of them.
Our key in the secondary was to, don't let them have a long pass. And, they didn't really get a long pass until they got the one, against the, second string, later for that touchdown. They, got about 20, 25 yarder probably over on our sideline. But, just kind of slow to come out of our break. We had the out covered, and when he turned it up into the wheel route, he didn't get his hips turned around, and he just didn't kind of get out of there, fast enough. But, our secondary, kind of took a, verbal trashing, last week. And, actually it was probably the linebackers as much as it was the defensive backs, last week, where gave up those under routes. But, both groups, were willing to be coached this week. And, that was the key, was, the willingness to be coached and being criticized and to come back and learn from their mistakes. And, when they did that, they made some nice plays tonight. And, you're not going to stop a team like Sacred Heart from, getting first downs and making some plays. And, they got good kids and good quarterback, good receivers. So, the secret was just don't give up the home run.
Well, you have get a week off here next week. You're going to be playing the Garden Plain Owls as they snuck by Conway Springs, and that battle rivals by 5-33-28. So, back to the drawing board. But what is Garden Plain? What do you know about them this year?
Nothing. Yeah. The history of Garden Plain. They're going to probably line up in a wishbone with a couple big backs and try to run it at you. And, their backs got some speed, and generally they've played a 4-3 defense with, two deep safeties to take away the home run threat and make you earn this stuff. So, I mean, basically I could be totally off, but that's what I'm guessing with Garden Plain, a big physical team that wants to maul you.
All right. Well, Coach, 11-0 on the year, getting ready to take on Garden Plain at home next week. Congratulations. Enjoy the win, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds super. Thanks a lot.
All right, Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game as the Scott City Beavers with a nice win tonight here, 55-7.